Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. You know, people say to me, Mike, I like that Bryant Park Project. Lots of news, lots of information, and that Steve Inskeep sounds dreamy. And I say to them, you might be listening to a different show. We're the Bryant Park Project. They say, oh, yeah. Oh, that part that you do where you have all that news that's random? And I say, no, not random. Ramble.
All right. San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom. Not going to be a big rager for his second inauguration. The good mayor has decided to forego a lavish celebration. You know, usually fireworks, bands, all that kind of stuff. He is promoting civic participation. He is asking residents to celebrate by planting trees along Market Street and then volunteering at an event for the homeless.
Go crazy in San Francisco. Yep. Trees. Yep.
Mm. Well, here's the thing. I mean, I'm a little bit of a cynic, and I seem to remember Gavin Newsom. Didn't he go to rehab this year? And indeed he did, because then there were some shenanigans with the friend's lady friend and all that. So maybe he's just trying to keep himself out of trouble. He's 12-stepping it, perhaps, and decided.
Step 8 is plant trees?
I
miss that?
I think it's about giving back, isn't it? Or amends? Maybe he's on the amends tip and he just wants a lot of help.
Did they say, you know, on official letterhead, and kiss your wife and your wife only? If you've ever stayed in a hotel room, you've probably left something behind. I'm a big guy for doing this. It seems like whenever I check in, I pick the most obscure drawer, put all my clothes there, and then forget about it.
You don't do the idiot check before you leave? The 360 spin around?
If I did the idiot check, I'd have no time for anything else in my life. But so a UK hotel chain, Travelodge, has released its annual list of the most bizarre items left in hotel rooms. The number one was San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom. No, I'm kidding. The number one was mayor-related, a Lord Mayor chain. You know, in England, they have these big necklaces, I guess, that show they go back to the Middle Ages, and some mayor left his chain. Also left behind, an urn of ashes.
Oh, not Uncle Irv.
A blue glass eye, possibly Uncle Irv's before the cremation. A pet Persian cat named Princess.
Aw, poor Princess.
A child. The parents were packing the car, and they were in a hurry, and they left, and Macaulay Culkin's career has taken off as a result. Suitcase full of diamond jewelry, Lucky Charm Buddha necklace.
Okay, that's really their diamond jewelry they left behind.
Yeah. Six foot by six foot remote control helicopter, and an antique gold necklace worth £12,000.
You ever wonder why some people are so stubborn? You can't understand it. You don't understand their motivation. You don't know why they're being this way. Well, it might be in their DNA. They maybe can't help themselves. Some scientists in Germany say they have discovered the gene that makes people stubborn. They say about one-third of the population has it, what's called a genetic mutation. So the stubborn people are also mutants. All right, great. So the mutation is said to leave people with fewer D2 receptors in the brain, and those are the receptors that allow people to admit that they have made a mistake and not repeat it. So it means that you can't really accept it.
I wonder if it's recessive, or if you need two stubborn parents to have a stubborn kid.
Or if that would just repel and you'd have a really easy, compliant child.
Usually not, right?
Usually not.
The stubborn parents.
Nature and nurture on that one, too.
Also, all these stories about scientists have discovered a gene that explains. Let's name every human trait and just tick off the list, because we're going to see that story. And here's a story about something really more important than genetics. Netflix. Yes, couch kings, couch queens. Netflix has developed a way to give you movies and you don't even have to leave your couch. Netflix and LG Electronics have created a device that can send movies delivered over the internet directly to your TV. The new technology will be unveiled at the huge Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas Sunday night. It will be out on store shelves by the second half of this year. You may remember that Netflix began allowing DVD rental subscribers the option of accessing movies over the internet on their PCs for the same price as getting DVDs in the mail. This is a whole nother thing. All the TVs go from the TV, from the Netflix to the TV. And like I said, you don't even have to go to the mailbox.
All right, all you organic chemistry majors out there and all you physicists listening up, it's the in thing, science tats. A blogger for a science blog, The Loom, noticed that a friend of his, a scientist, had a tattoo of DNA on him. And the guy started wondering, I wonder if a lot of other people have sort of science like tattoos? The answer apparently is yes, because he reposted a request on his blog, got a ton of responses, and he's moved all the pictures to a Flickr stream. There are people with tattoos of mathematical equations, molecules, DNA strands, and even one from a computer scientist who has a tattoo of computer keys, Control, Alt, Delete.
I know how to turn that guy on.
Because you never know when you're going to want to escape.
That's right, that too. So go to our blog, find out all those tattoos. There's some really cool ones. npr.org/Bryant Park.